Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Chapter 13, and verse 2.
Satavayam sara pritam nisargo.
Satavayam sara pritam nisargo.
Yadartavani shruti cheta samapi.
Yadartavani shruti cheta samapi.
Puti kronam navyavadatyutasya yat. Sturiya vitanami vasaru varta.
Sturiya vitanami vasaru varta.
Satamayam sara pritam nisargo.
Satamayam sara pritam nisargo.
Yadarta vani shruti cheta samapi.
Yadarta vani shruti cheta samapi.
Pati kshanam navya vadat yutasya yat.
Pati kshanam navya vadat yutasya yat.
Striya vritanam iva saru varta.
Striya vritanam iva saru varta.
Satam.
Satam.
Of the devotees.
Of the devotees.
Ayam. This.
Sara
Brita. Those who are Paramahamsas,
who have accepted the essence of life,
Nisarga,
feature or symptom,
Yad,
which
Artavani,
the aim of life. The aim of profit.
The aim of life. The aim of profit. Shruti.
The aim of understanding.
The aim of understanding.
Chetasamapi.
Chetasamapi.
Who have decided to accept the bliss. Of, the bliss.
Have decided to accept the bliss.
Of transcendental subjects.
Of transcendental subjects.
As the aim and object of life.
Pratikshana.
Every moment.
Every moment.
Navyavad.
Navyavad.
As if newer and newer.
As if newer and newer.
Achyutasya.
Achyutasya.
Of Lord Krishna.
Of Lord Krishna.
Yad. Because.
Because.
Striyaha. Of women. Topics of women or sex.
Vitanam,
of debauchees, who are attracted to women.
Iva,
exactly like.
Sadhuvarta,
actual conversation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Paramahamsas, devotees who have accepted the essence of life, are attached to Krishna in the core of their hearts, and He is the aim of their lives. It is their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment, as if such topics were newer and newer. They are attached to such topics just as materialists are attached to topics of women and sex. Purport. The word sara pritam means paramahamsas. The hamsa or swan accepts milk from a mixture of milk and water and rejects the water. Similarly, the nature of persons who have taken to spiritual life and Krishna consciousness understanding Krishna to be the life and soul of everyone, is that they cannot give up Krishna Katha or topics about Krishna. At any moment, such Paramahamsas always see Krishna within the core of the heart. Santak sadayiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Kama, desires, krodha, anger, and boya, fear, are always present in the material world. But in the spiritual or transcendental world, one can use them for Krishna. Kama Krishna, kam arpane, karma arpane. The desire of the Paramahamsa, therefore, is to act always for Krishna. Krodha bhakta dveshi jane. They use anger against the non-devotees and transform boya, baya, or fear, into fear of being deviated from Krishna consciousness. In this way, the life of a Paramahamsa devotee is used entirely for Krishna. Just as the life of a person attached to the material world is used simply for women and money. What is day for the materialistic person is night for the spiritualist. What is very sweet for the materialist, namely women and money, is regarded as poison by the spiritualist. Sandarshanam vishayinam atayoshitam cha ha hanta hanta vishabhakshanato vyasadhu. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the Paramahamsa. Krishna is everything. But for the materialist, women and money are everything. These are the sats, satam. Sarabrit, those who can take the essence. In the material world, you have to have that skill to be able to pick out spirit from matter. It's a skill, although it's not just a mechanical skill. I mean, there are certain skills, just motor skills. You just learn how to walk. It doesn't take any thinking. You don't have to study, you know, a course on how to walk. When you're 2 years old, you learn it by practice, by mechanical practice. But there are other skills that require thinking, understanding, require some education. Some training. Driving a car is not just a motor skill. You have to also read a book, pass a written test. In most places, you have to pass a written test, show that you have knowledge as well as mechanical skill. Then they give you a driver's license. If you fail the written test, you have to try again. If you fail the driving test and you can't coordinate yourself to park the car properly, then you'll fail it, then you also have to try again later. You must have both the knowledge and the mechanical skill. So, especially the art of being a pure devotee of Krishna requires not just techniques, it's not just mechanical, not just dress the right way and say the right words and put up the right profile. And then you're a sadhu. Most people in the world may consider you a sadhu, and they might give you a lot of money and become your disciples. But in the eyes of those who really know, especially in the eyes of Krishna, that doesn't make you a sadhu. Just that you have some charisma and you can collect money and followers. In fact, Prabhupada condemns the collection of money in this purport. Interest in money. He equates it with interest in sex. There's no big difference. What is money for? If you're not going to use it for Krishna, you're going to use it for sex. Build a nice house, rent an expensive apartment, have a fancy car to attract women. So you can maintain women and enjoy them. What else do you need money for? unless you're going to use it for Krishna. So the collection of money for its own sake is condemned as grossly materialistic. Saintly devotees are not interested. Yad, Artha, Vani, Shruti, Chetasam. Everything they have, their property, Artha, their knowledge, their ability to speak nicely, Vani, their learning in the Shastras, Shruti, and their intelligence, Chetas, are only used for Krishna's sake. They're eloquent, they're convincing, they maybe have some charisma, but it's only used for Krishna. Therefore, they're understood to be first-class saintly devotees. At every moment, and the symptom is, how can you tell? How can we judge? We can't see the inner core of someone else's heart. We're not God, we're not the super soul, that we can identify what is going on in the core, the crevices of another person's heart. But there are simple sign. There is a most important simple sign by which you can judge who's a real sadhu, who is really going for the essence and not for the garbage, who is interested in serving Krishna and not just in serving himself with money and women. Pratikshanam navyavaratyutasya yat, that he's relishing and is fascinated with Krishna Katha at every moment. He doesn't talk about things unrelated to Krishna. You can tell very easily a real sadhu when he opens his mouth and says something. You can tell what he's talking about. If he's talking about Krishna or things properly related to Krishna, okay, then he's a good sadhu. But if he's not, then you can know he's a sham. If he has no interest, he shows no interest in Krishna by what he says. Achyuta, the Supreme Lord. There's no real spiritual life without Krishna consciousness. If you're not thinking about Lord Achyuta, if you're not talking about him, then your so-called interest in spiritual life is a sham, is a pretense. All these so-called sadhus who aren't really interested in Krishna, they're interested in something else. They're not real sadhus. We're on the path, we're following the sadhu vartma. We are practicing how to also become obsessed with Krishna. How to become very interested in Krishna and not uninterested in everything material. That is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. It is a very radical movement. Srila Prabhupada and his predecessors are very revolutionary. They want to make a radical change in human society. They're not satisfied just to encourage people to be pious, to do some worship of God, and continue their materialistic life. That is not the theme of this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It doesn't satisfy Lord Chaitanya. It doesn't satisfy his servants in the Sampradaya. If we just cultivate materialistic devotional service, and if we encourage others to remain materialistic while also doing some Krishna consciousness, that's better than nothing, but it's not really the program of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and it's not really the program of Prabhupada. Their program is more radical. Although we can do both, but what is more important than gathering hundreds and thousands and millions of followers who are not very committed to actually becoming pure devotees of Krishna? Better than that is to make a few really sincere devotees. Prabhupada gave the poetic analogy that he's looking for one moon, not thousands of stars, twinkling stars that just blink out and fade away. Better to have one steady moon. We read this morning about Dhruva Maharaj. The Vaikuntha airplane came to get him. It was very brilliant, but not painfully brilliant. So it was compared to the light of the moon. It looked like the moon, not the sun, but the moon. Because it was very pleasant. We may have a burning, firebrand. Someone who's very passionate. But that firebrand can burn out. Meteor. It's very brilliant. It lights up the sky for a few seconds. Meteor. And then it plunges to the earth and disappears. Better to have a steady moon that gives constant light, that is constant. So we should become constant. We should become very steady in devotional service. That's what is wanted. Not how brilliant we can be and how famous and how many followers we can have and how much everybody glorifies us. This is not the goal of Krishna consciousness. That is a materialistic goal. Pratishtasha, desire for material position, is something we should give up, not cultivate. As followers of Srila Prabhupada, we should dedicate ourselves to doing something useful to help carry out his mission. And we should dedicate our whole lives just for that. That by doing something, even something very small, that actually fulfills the plan of Srila Prabhupada, or helps fulfill it in some way, that will assure us the perfection of life. We'll get the blessings, full blessings of Srila Prabhupada by satisfying him. And all our desires will be fulfilled. We shouldn't make separate endeavors for anything else. Collecting money, putting money in the bank, finding security for ourselves. Maybe we need health insurance or old age plan. We shouldn't be looking for material security. A 3-year contract. I'll serve if you give me a contract and promise me that I can be, I won't be kicked out for 3 years. No, this is a materialistic arrangement. We want material security. It means we don't trust Krishna. We have to dedicate ourselves to Prabhupada's mission to do whatever we can in our capacity, but to do it selflessly. That will satisfy Prabhupada, and that will give us all perfection, not anything else. That is the path of the Paramahamsas. Not that they're... That one characteristic of the Paramahamsas is that they're always thinking about and speaking about Krishna. That they're absorbed in Krishna Katha. It doesn't say that they have mystic powers, that they have great charisma, that they can do magic. That's not described here as what we judge a sadhu by, a Paramahamsa. The Paramahamsa may be a humble person, maybe not noticed by others, but he's noticed by Krishna because of his pure dedication. That's a real Paramahamsa. And that's the training, we're being trained to become that, to become fully dedicated to Krishna. Okay, this movement is a worldwide preaching movement, so we will attract other people who are not so committed. And it's very good for them and for everybody that they also chant Hare Krishna and do some service. And we can collect millions of such people. That is fine. Their lives are much better than would be otherwise, and they are Vaishnavas. Eventually they'll become more serious, eventually. But we can't just be satisfied with that. We have to have a core of very serious devotees. Even if it's a small core of devotees who are fully committed and giving everything they have without conditions.
That will make ISKCON successful in the future. If we're worried, if we're concerned about ISKCON, that's what we need. Even a few devotees. Prabhupada was one person. And he created ISKCON and maintained it. And is still maintaining it. One single person. One moon. And if you can have a few moons, a few dozen, a few hundred, then the world can be saved. ISKCON has been maintained over the years by a few hundred devotees who are fully committed, as much as they can be. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of members, but a few hundred who are seriously preaching, actually giving themselves fully to preaching. And we can't, sometimes we probably cannot expect, at least in the foreseeable future, much more. We'll collect thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, but only a few hundred will become fully dedicated. But that has to be there. Without that, then the movement can't go on. So we have the opportunity to also be in that number. Was it a song that they sing in New Orleans? Oh, when the saints come marching in. Yeah, I want to be in that number when the saints come marching in. Do they play that at the Mardi Gras? No. Oh, when the saints come marching in that song. Anyway, so we should want to be in that number. We should want to be in that group of specially favored devotees who've given everything, tried at least the best they could to give everything they have to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments? Yes. Prahlad Nanapur. Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't you turn that fan off while we're doing the questions? That one right there? Yeah, that'll bring the noise down. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know if I understood the last part. You talked about some devotees collect and only give it all to Krishna, and other devotees keep something for themselves.
Yeah.
And then
some devotees are there bringing money from the societies and not completely engaging all the monies.
They're keeping some money for themselves. Prabhupada warned against that. Don't keep one farthing. Because we don't have farthings anymore, even in England. That's a small coin. Don't even keep it 50 pice coin for yourself. Even the beggars won't accept 50 pice anymore. But we should not keep even 50 pice for ourselves. When we've collected it for Krishna, we can't divert it to ourselves. We can ask, I need something, and be given it, but we cannot steal it. That will displease Prabhupada very much. And you may get away with it for some time. But you'll be condemned in Prabhupada's eyes for cheating. We can't do that. In this program, we're going to get a lot of money. A lot of money. But if we misuse it, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to get in trouble if we misuse that money. We have to be very careful. We're not having to go out and collect the money. They're giving it to us for nothing. You know, we don't have to collect it. We're being given donations by devotees who have earned that money. We cannot waste it. We cannot use it for our selfish purposes. That will ruin everything. Yes?
Sometimes it happens that devotees thinking that we'll engage all the money for Krishna service, but when the money is going to him, then they are not able to
Well, that means that devotee is not mature enough to handle the money. Someone else should do it.
Maybe that devotee should be washing pots instead.
If he can't touch money without becoming greedy, then maybe he shouldn't touch the money.
Especially, okay, arrangement can be made. Grihastha needs to maintain his family. So the temple says, you sell the books, you can keep 8% for your family. An arrangement is made. You sell so many books, temple gets so much money, BBT gets paid, and he keeps some, a percentage, but he's authorized, allowed to do it. For a grihastha. Grihastha maintains his family, okay. Prabhupada said the best business for a grihastha, first best business is to sell books. Second best business is sell prasadam for a grihastha. But a brahmacharya is wearing saffron. If he opens up a secret bank account and puts the percentage away without authorization, he should not be wearing saffron in the first place. He's not a brahmacharya. If he's stealing money for himself, he has no business wearing saffron. Let him put on white and take money by proper means. Okay, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I feel for this question. Microphone. The microphone goes to your mouth.
Any devotee, so the previous, the one penny for his next gratification,
yes.
He will pay down. So what is the meaning of fall down?
Well, fall down means he will leave Krishna consciousness. He may not leave immediately, but for that, that's misuse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. The materialistic person has given some of his money for Krishna's service. By Prabhupada's power, he's been enticed to take money out of his pocket and give it to Krishna. And then the devotee takes that money and uses it for the wrong purpose. Then that person is deprived, the person who gave the money is deprived of the benefit. It's cheating someone of the opportunity to serve Krishna by diverting that money. So what reaction we get, that's up to Prabhupada and Krishna. He can be forgiving. But we've earned ourselves the privilege of being kicked out, now or later, by cheating like that. Maybe we'll be excused. But the letter of the law says, as Prabhupada mentions, that you will fall down. Maybe we'll be excused for it, but we should not tempt our fate by cheating like that. Krishna Allah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So at the same time the people, they are just collecting money and using this money for sacred years, and sacred also they are practicing Sadhanabhati Prabhupada.
Well, maybe we're thinking, oh, look at him, he has a nice apartment. But maybe he's collecting millions of dollars for Krishna and he's using a few thousand. It depends. We should not judge harshly. The attitude of that person who's living in a nice apartment may be full surrender. King Yudhishthira was living in a nice apartment, much more opulent than any of our devotees. Are we going to condemn him for being a materialist? So it's not, you know, okay, I don't have an apartment, he does, therefore I should condemn him. You know, I have to live in a crowded room with three other brahmacharis, and he's got a nice apartment. But look at how much service he's doing, and look at his attitude. You know, so and he's been authorized. He earned so many millions of dollars for Krishna, and he's taking a few thousand to maintain his family, and it's been authorized, so why should we criticize? He's a grihastha, I'm a brahmachari. Let me live happily the way I'm supposed to, let him live happily the way he's supposed to. But if you see a devotee who is cheating, who's diverting Krishna's assets for his own selfish purposes, yes, that's very bad. And don't worry, Krishna will take care of that. He won't let it go on forever. Justice will be done. But we have to, you know, in due course of time, Krishna will take care that the person who's cheating, he'll fall down.
Maybe not now, but later. So don't worry. If you see someone is cheating, you can, you know, if you have to inform some authorities that don't know, okay. But otherwise, don't worry about it. Krishna will take care of it. Krishna takes care of everything. Someone cheats, someone deviates, they have to suffer for that. Krishna's not blind.
I will.
I have two questions. I'll put them into one. Is that how do you know something that has this proper relationship with Krishna? Like, for example, like sometimes you might have some attraction for some history, for example. You want to know, like, okay, study Mozart, how was he Krishna consciousness?
How was he Krishna consciousness? I don't know. But, okay.
But, like, so you have this attraction for these things, but...
You don't know whether you can justify that they're Krishna conscious enough to do. You consult. You have to go to devotees who know these things better and ask their opinions. If you're doubtful, if you're confused, then go to those who are less confused about these things. We have to consult. When we're in doubt, we should go to those who know better and ask them. You know, I'm interested in reading about Mozart. I think maybe I can use it in my preaching. So ask somebody who's really expert in preaching and knows about these things, ask his opinion. Do you think I should spend some time reading about Mozart? And listening to his, all his symphonies. You know, you can ask, and he'll tell you what he thinks. The devotee who really knows will tell you what he thinks. Don't go to the devotee who's addicted to Mozart and ask him. Go to the serious devotee and ask him. Yeah. My idea, my understanding from my own experience, if you listen to Mozart, then you're going to have Mozart in your head, and it'll push Hare Krishna out. You'll be, instead of hearing, when you go to sleep, instead of hearing Hare Krishna, you'll be hearing Mozart. And you can go back to Mozart and look up. Ah, okay. Is that it? Oh, yes, comment? Okay.
You were explaining about how we should approach people asking them for permission and then misusing them. Sometimes it doesn't even take asking. Sometimes it's just because of our knowledge or, as you said, especially now that we study a lot, knowledge attracts people's attention a lot by itself.
Yes.
So they don't have to make extra endeavors.
Yes.
In that situation, when we know a lot, read a lot, then we can deliver a lot of lectures.
Yes.
That itself makes us, as we explained also, the people's attention and charity.
Yes. So
maybe not in a financial way, but in all ways,
well, being considerate and attentive.
Revered and things like that.
Yes.
So how do we work against that?
How do we work against
that? How do we guard against that?
Well, we should guard against all dangers of becoming diverted, by being very dedicated. You know, make a strong determination, a decision. I want to give everything I have to Krishna. I don't want to use it for selfish purposes. If you make up your mind that that's what you want to do with your life, and I'm going to take some trouble and even suffer some, difficulties in order to achieve that, I'm ready to do whatever is necessary to become useful for Prabhupada's mission. Then that protects you. But if you're casual, then these things are dangerous. You have a little bit of knowledge, like you come here and get some knowledge, but if you misuse it just to attract followers, attractive reputation. And you're not serious about carrying out Prabhupada's mission. Better you didn't have that knowledge. Better we don't accept such people. We're giving some knowledge. We're giving some sort of knowledge. Well, at least we're giving, you know, linguistic knowledge. And that could be dangerous in the wrong hands. I've seen that many times. I've seen it happen. Misused. And the person just drags himself down and doesn't do any good for anybody else. Because he's just not dedicated to using it all for Krishna. So save yourself by first of all deciding you're going to use everything for Krishna. Then you can collect lots of money and lots of knowledge and you won't misuse it. And followers and everything. But you won't be tempted to misuse it because you'll be fully dedicated. First be dedicated, then go and collect the money and the knowledge. Yes.
Question. How do we learn to like to hear rather than to speak?
Oh. Well, we should understand the real process. You want to speak nicely? Listen nicely. Prabhupada said that's how I became an effective speaker because I listened carefully. That was Prabhupada's explanation of how he was successful. How he became a successful speaker because he listened first. So we should understand, that's the process. First Shravanam and then Kirtanam. Do some proper Shravanam and then you've got something to say. Otherwise what you say is going to be half right and half wrong. Or maybe more wrong than half. If you haven't heard properly first. Yes?
How do you know that when you
you'll be asked to speak. Those who are spiritual authorities will tell, please, can you speak? You know, you'll be put on the schedule to speak. Then you contact the local representative of that authority. You know, your spiritual master has sent you someplace and told you, please work with this authority. So you work with, you ask that authority who was given to you. You know, he was deputized by your guru to be the person to serve under. Then you take guidance from that person as much as you can. From someone local. We have questions every day. We can't, always be sending email messages 100 times a day for every little question. Neither can the guru answer thousands and millions of email questions. So even with email, it's not practical to get all your answers from 10,000 miles away. So you have to ask your roommate, ask the devotee across the hall, ask any devotee who understands this better than you. You get local advice. Some questions are very easy to answer. You know, I'm confused, but everybody else, can understand my situation. It's obvious. And you can ask almost anybody and they'll give you the right answer in some cases. Everybody understands what to do except for myself. So I can ask anybody. And he'll tell me, look, can't you see? Can you look in the mirror and see? You know, you're doing this wrong, do that instead. And anybody could tell me. Even the, person on the street could tell me. So some situations, you just have to ask for advice from anybody, practically. Okay. Yes?
What stops one from preaching full surrender?
Not being fully surrendered. What stops one from preaching in full surrender is not being fully surrendered because we're not dedicated enough. Therefore, we don't get the opportunity to preach. But opportunities for preaching don't come easily. You have to earn them. You can't say, I want to preach. What's the problem? How come I can't preach? Because you got to be very sincere before Krishna gives you the opportunities. You got to be trained up and qualified to do it right and have dedication and sincerity. Then Krishna gives you opportunities. So we got to become more dedicated. I can hope to preach, But I may not get that opportunity to do much preaching until after some time, when I've shown my sincerity. So in the meanwhile, I do some service that doesn't look like preaching, but I'm showing Krishna that I'm sincere. Then Krishna will give me the opportunities. They come from above. You know, Lord Chaitanya's got his office that's handing out the preaching assignments. And we have to be contacted by that. That office has to give us an assignment. So we have to satisfy Lord Chaitanya by our attitude.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Okay, we'll stop. Thank you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.